Topic 10. Text. Standing tall.
Dendrologist and self-confessed tree hugger Rachel Marley has always been into trees, in both senses of the word. Growing up on a farm in Western Australia, she started climbing trees almost as soon as she could walk. Today, she works as a researcher at the Edith Cowan University, ECU, in Perth, Australia, and regularly writes about trees.
Trees are machines. The other day, a ghost gum, a type of eucalyptus tree with very white bark, was being chopped down in a park near my apartment in Perth. Horrified, I called the office responsible. I'm afraid I made rather a scene. "What are you doing?" I fumed. "That tree is more than 100 years old." It turned out that the tree had some disease and that the city council had a good reason for taking it down. But the incident got me thinking once again about the importance of trees. I started to make a short and therefore incomplete list of some of the things trees provide. Incense, poisons, resins, varnishes and industrial oils, glues and dyes and paints, many different types of gum, including chewing gum, and a host of fibres, including paper. It struck me that trees are in some way just like machines. A forest is like a factory filled with machines producing all these different things. You will notice that this list does not include the 1,000-plus different kinds of fruits, nuts and fodder for animals. Neither does it include what is arguably the most important product of all, timber. I could, and in fact did, write an entire PhD thesis on the historical influence of wood. You don't have to read my PhD. I'll give you a hint. The influence on humanity is absolute. Think back, way back. Fire, fishing rods, log cabins, spears, ships. In short, without wood, our world would be a very different place indeed. But rather than try and convince you of the importance of trees, I thought I'd let the trees speak for themselves. Allow me to introduce some remarkable trees to you.